Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Badgerow moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Badgerow moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Badgerow for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards third. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Mannion, and Blue drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Jack Ogden now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. 1 out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mannion bunts towards third. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jamison trying to get to third. Manish throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Jamison for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Badgero is called out on strikes. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mannion scores. Ogden moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogden moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Ogden scores. Badgerow goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Badgerow strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.